This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yeah, I know. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي أمر ربك كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم وما ظلمهم الله ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون صدق الله العظيم سورة النحل The chapter of the bee. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 33, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ Are they literally watching, but meaning waiting? Are they literally watching, looking on and waiting for the coming of the angels, meaning the angels of death? What Mufassirun they say, Al Malaika Huna, Malaika to Mout. As Allah SWT says, Wahu al Qahiru Fawqa Ibadi, Wa Yursilu Alaikum Hafada, Hatta Ida Jaa Ahaduhum al Mout, Tawafatu Rusuluna, Wahum La Yufarritun. And He is the compeller over His servants. Allah is in control of everyone and everything, all the time. Wa Yursilu Alaikum Hafada. And He sends to you Hafadha. Hafadha are the malaika that protect us. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ They have angels protecting them in the front and from behind. Protecting them with a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for the angels of death, رُسُلُ الْمَوْتِ who are all working under Malik al-Mawt, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Malik al-Mawt is the one who takes the souls at their time of death, that which he's been assigned to do. So he's like the minister of death, Malik al-Mawt. I'm not speaking about a church minister, but more like a minister in the government. He has a portfolio. But Malik al-Mawt's portfolio is not sport or economics or education. His portfolio is death. Allahu Akbar. And then working under him are these rusul, these malaikatul maut, these angels of death that he then sends out to literally go and pull the souls from their extremities, from the tips of our fingers and the tips of our toes until it reaches that place of no return. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ And when it reaches the حُلْقُومِ الْحُلْقُومِ is where? It's the place in the throat بَيْنَ التَّرْقُوَتَيْنِ Between the two collarbones. That's what Allah Ta'ala says. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي Now certainly when it reaches the تَرَاقِي the place of the collarbones in the throat. That is the point of no return. Who pulls that soul? تَوَفَّتُوا رُسُولُنَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ So the angels of protection are there until the appointed time of death comes, which cannot be delayed or brought forward. فَإِذَا جَاءَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And if their appointed time of death comes, it cannot be delayed for a moment, nor can it be brought forward for a moment. That's when the angels of protection have to now stand back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا. When the time of death comes, then those rusul, meaning those angels of death, they then take the soul. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. They do not exceed, except their, what do you call it, when you're given a task? They don't exceed their mandate. Exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them to do. So Allah is asking the question, are they the disbelievers? And in particular, the oppressors, the tyrants, the criminals, are they waiting when the angels of death are going to come and rip their souls from their bodies? You know the description that is given for the death of a disbeliever? The death of a believer, it's like water coming out of the spout of a kettle. You know those plastic kettles you get? It comes out, you know? That is the likeness of how the soul of a believer is taken. In comparison to the death of a disbeliever, it is like taking a jagged skewer and pulling it through carded wool. You know that you put it through the carded wool, all the wool gets stuck to it and you have to rip it and literally tear it out from where you are holding it. That is how the soul of the disbeliever will be taken. Oh Allah, don't take us except on Iman and on Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. So are they only waiting for the coming of the angels of death? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. Or the command of your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to literally destroy them. وَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ. And all of them, we destroyed them because of their sins. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some of them we sent to them a violent wind. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيْحَةُ. And some of them we sent to them a violent blast. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And some of them we caused the earth to open up to swallow them. نعم. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقَنَا. And some of them we caused them to drown. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. And Allah didn't oppress any of them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But they oppressed themselves. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in this verse. Just to connect it to, you know. مَا أُجْمِلَ فِي مَوْدِعٍ فَقَدْ فُسِّرَ فِي مَوْدِعٍ آخَرٍ. That which is said comprehensively in one verse is expressed in more detail in another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Are they waiting for the angels of death to come and rip their souls from their body, dying in a state of kufr? Or are they waiting for the command of your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy them after they had received sufficient warning? As we did that verse a few weeks ago, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرِيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. If we want to destroy a place, we first command, we admonish the elite, the politicians, رجال الأعمال, the wealthy business owners, the conglomerates, the corporates, the Goldman and Sachs and the JP Morgans and the Vanguards and the Black Rocks and the State Streets and the World Economic Forum. We admonish the elite. And Allah uses His soldiers to get the message through. And the message has got through as clear as the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day. And what do? فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. They ignore and they continue to transgress. They continue to oppress. They continue to commit murder, massacres, genocide. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ And then the word. The word becomes deserving for them. What word? The word أَمْرِ رَبِّكَ The word of the command of your Lord. What word is that? إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ فَيَكُونَ Without any exception, our word to something, when we want it to happen, is to say to it, be, and it is. أَوْ يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ كَذَلِكَ فَعَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ So were those before them. So were those before them. That this has happened. This is not the first time. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ أَمَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ If you're injured, then there's others that have been injured before you. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ And these are the days that we circulate amongst the people. كَذَلِكَ فَعَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ It's exactly what the tyrants and the oppressors did before. What they're doing now, they've done it before. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ And when Allah did destroy them, when Allah did take them to task, when Allah did punish them and annihilate them, Allah didn't oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ But they oppressed themselves. I mean, imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ Allah doesn't oppress an atom. Or take the smallest building block, a quark, or a photon. Allah doesn't oppress the smallest thing that you can conjure up in your mind that exists in the universe. Atomic or subatomic. And a human being, by the way, is made up of trillions of atoms. So Allah doesn't oppress anyone or anything. إِنِّي حَرَمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّرًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا I have made dhulam oppression. I have prohibited myself from oppressing anyone or anything, says Allah in that hadith Qudsi. And I have prohibited you from oppressing each other. So do not oppress. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah didn't oppress any of them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ But they oppress themselves. In fact, let us take verse number 34 as well. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا So, chapter 16, which surah? Surah An-Nahl. 33 and 34. Let's go home and ponder. 34. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا And the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we must tread very carefully in this world. Like a person walking on a road filled with thorns. Remember that one? خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى وَاصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَرِ Leave sins. Major ones and minor ones. That is being truly conscious and mindful and in awe of Allah. We must be in awe of Allah. Allah is watching. Allah sees. Allah hears. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجَهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ Whether you say something in secret, it's a ghawa. Or you say it loudly in the open, Allah knows that which hides in the hearts of mankind. So we must be in awe of Allah. Leave sins, major ones and minor ones, that is being truly conscious and mindful and in awe of Allah. and make like a person walking on a road filled with thorns, watching where they put their feet. That's how we must walk on this path. It's a road filled with thorns. But alhamdulillah, there's something I said in my class the other night, that the nice thing about this path is that there are more spaces than what there are thorns. Islam is not difficult. Wallah, Islam is easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. The religion is easy, said the Prophet ﷺ. وَلَنْ يُشَدَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. Nobody becomes extreme in the way that they practice their religion except that it will overtake them. It's not sustainable. فَسَدِّدُوا. So do what's right, meaning stay away from haram and do the compulsory actions. وَقَارِبُوا. And over and above that, do your best, and to Allah you leave the rest. وَأَبْشِرُوا. Nothing difficult about this deen. So there are more spaces than thorns. Just make sure that we don't step on any thorns. وَسْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. Make like a pair of thorns, watching where they put their feet. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً. Don't belittle a small sin. إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. Mountains are made up of small stones. Now what about a major sin like dhulm, like oppression, like murder, like rape, like torture, like theft, like pillaging, like burning, like destroying? It's a boomerang. Anybody ever have a boomerang when they were small? I remember I had a boomerang. I don't know if, I think I've told the story before. There in Bergfleet, I went to the park where the fire engine used to be, there in Dresdal Road. And I was throwing my boomerang. And my mother sent my sister to come and call me. And as I threw the boomerang, you throw it and it goes, and then you try and catch it. You don't get it all the time, but you know. So as it was going, I heard my name being called and I turned around, yes. Many boomerangs have been thrown out, and wallahi, they're coming back. Wallahi, they're coming back. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. You probably hear me saying that on the minbar every Friday. The words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: do whatever you like. What you do will be done unto you. What goes around comes around. من زرع حصد. You reap what you sow. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا. And so the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them, came back to them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And they were overwhelmed and destroyed about that which they used to ridicule. Ridiculing what? Ridiculing belief in Allah. Ridiculing Tawheed, the indivisible divine unity of Allah, worshipping Allah and nobody but Allah, associating no partners in that worship, and submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yastahzi'un, mocking it, ridiculing it. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, and I still owe you two, I'm going to incorporate it into today's khutbah inshallah. I'm going to incorporate it into today's khutbah. See, something happens. Every week something is happening. Every day something is happening. And we can't take our eye off the ball, so to speak. On Saturday, whilst they were making Salat al-Fajr, in Madrasa Tabi'in. And by the way, this was the fifth school in 10 days that the depraved, barbaric, savage, inhuman Zionist entity bombed. The fifth school in the last 10 days. 100 martyrs. 3 2,000-pound bombs. If you remember, I gave you the scientific formula of one of these bombs. It's a type of plastic explosive that burns at 3,500 degrees Celsius. When your wife, when she make the roast chicken, what does she put the oven on? I don't know, 180, 200? 3,500. What does that do to human flesh? And while the survivors were burning alive, those that didn't manage to escape, the civil defense, the Gaza civil defense, may Allah elevate them and reward them and guide them and protect them. They came to put out the fire, but when they opened their hoses, they found the Zionists had cut the water. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I've come here to tell you something that you already know. Something we recite every day. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Al-hayy al-qayyum. La ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes it. لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. Don't oppress, says the poet, if you cannot bear the consequences of your oppression, because the consequences of your oppression will end up in bitter regret. Your eyes go to sleep at night as the oppressor, while the oppressed person is awake cursing you, and the eye of Allah never sleeps. اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Beware of the prayer of the oppressed person, because it is answered by Allah. It is answered by Allah. Even if it be after a while. Even if it be after 10 months. Or 12 months. Or 1.5 years. La samahallah, Allah forbid. Ya Allah, bring an end to the suffering today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring an end to the suffering right now, Ya Allah. But no matter how long, the dua of the oppressed person will be answered. Even if the oppressed person be a disbeliever. During the evil of apartheid in this country, there were many kuffar asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their way, or however they worshipped him, to be liberated from this evil system. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, even the kuffar, when they are oppressed, Allah will answer their du'as. وَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. But they will have to answer for their disbelief on the day of Qiyam, on the day of judgment. وَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. So I'm just here to tell you, as bad as things seem, we must not lose heart. I was watching James O'Brien on LBC. What does it stand for again? Leading by conversation. But I know it's, I think they're based in London. And this is a couple of days ago. This is after the attack on Madrasat al-Tabi'een. And after the protest. There was a protest in the Zionist state of Israel, a Zionist protest, protesting for the right of their soldiers to rape and torture Palestinian prisoners. This James O'Brien, not a Muslim, he was at a loss for words. The Zionist entity is being exposed. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, bringing in those last two that I owe you, of the seven people that will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. I think now is the time for me to share these last two with you.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله تحت ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: إمام عادل، وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى، ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه، ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شمال ما تنفق يمينه، ورجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله، ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد، ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه من الدمع.
The last two, I've already given you the first five. A person whose heart is attached to the house of Allah. Because what do we come and do here? We come to make salah.
This salah, according to Al-Imam Zarqani and many ulama of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, is the mi'raj al-mu'min. It's the mi'raj of every believer. Whenever you make salah, you are getting a mi'raj from Allah. Not exactly the same as the mi'raj of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are getting an audience with Allah. And when was this given to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was given on the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj when he was taken min Makkah al-Mukarramah ila Bayt al-Maqdis. Asra bi'abdi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami' al-basir.
Glory be to him, Allah. Free of all imperfection is he, Allah, who took his servant from al-Masjid al-Haram in Makkah to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, of the precincts which we have blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we might show him of our signs. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing and all-seeing.
When our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he arrived in Masjid Al-Aqsa, what's the first thing he did? He made salah. And when he looked, he saw all the prophets standing behind him. In the other riwayah, فَإِذَا حَانَتِ الصَّلَاةِ أَمَمْتُهُمْ فَرَأَيْتُنِي فِي جَمَاعَةِ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَإِذَا حَانَتِ الصَّلَاةِ أَمَمْتُهُمْ. I saw myself in a group of prophets. And when the time for salah came, I led them in salah. Some ulama say this happened before he went on the mi'raj. And some say it was in the first fard prayer ever made for this ummah, which was salat al-fajr, when he came back from the mi'raj. Bottom line is, he led all the anbiya, signifying that now khalas, the inheritance has been handed over. The inheritance that was promised to the spiritual seed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the promise of this land, al-ard al-muqaddasa, al-ard al-mubaraka, the holy land, the blessed land, the historical land of Palestine. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he comes, he has more right over this inheritance than anybody else. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna awla an-nas bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'u wa hadha an-nabiy walladhina amanu." Indeed, those who have most right over Abraham, the covenant of Abraham, the promise that was made to Abraham and his spiritual seed, are those who follow Abraham. Up until who? Up until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when he comes, he now has more right than anybody, including the prophets and messengers. He, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is now the inheritor of that promise. وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those that believe with this prophet. This is not a qadiyya siyasiya, an issue of nationalism or, you know, political sovereignty. هذه قضية ميراث الأمة. This is an issue of the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we lost once, by the way. We lost it for 88 years, from the 15th of July 1099 till the year 1187, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory to Salah ad-Din and the Muslim army in taking back the inheritance that was stolen from us. And we again, with our salah, with our mi'raj, striving for perfection therein, reconnecting with Allah, changing our condition from within, making right with Allah, making right with each other, and uniting in our belief and our submission and surrender to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is going to return that stolen inheritance back to its rightful recipients. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنُّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised those who believe Him amongst you and work righteous deeds, He will make you the rulers in the earth. Now here, as the saying goes, as the qaida goes, as the rule goes, الْعِبَرَةُ بِعُمُومِ اللَّفْ لَا بِخُصُوصِ السَّبَبِ, that we take the lesson from the generality of the utterance and not from the specificity of the context. So, inshallah, it will eventually be the whole earth. But when you look at the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He'll make you leaders in the earth like He made the believers leaders before. And the prophets that came before, those believing prophets, those Muslim prophets, and their believing followers, only ruled in one place. And where was that? It was in the Holy Land, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم ولا يمكننهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم, and he established every facet of your religion for you, وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا, and he will exchange the state of fear and worry and anxiety and insecurity, he will change it to one of peace and security. Are you telling me Allah breaks His promise? Hasha, we seek refuge in Allah from such a false statement. والله لا يخلف الميعاد, Allah will never break His promise. But you know what? All it means is we are not at this moment in time the worthy recipients of His promise. And when we do again become the worthy recipients of that promise, then that inheritance will be returned to its rightful owners. So let us reconnect with the masjid, using our mi'raj, our salah, to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stop dabbling even in doubtful areas. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. Can't you see Allah is waiting for us? Allah is waiting for us to change as an ummah. Until He is going to change our condition as an ummah. And then the last one, وذكر الله خاليا, and they remember Allah in solitude. ففاضت عيناه من الدمع. The seventh person that will be called out to on the Day of Judgment. The sixth one, the one whose heart is attached to the house of Allah. And the seventh one, the one who remembers Allah in solitude and their eyes tear from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. Udhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli wa la takfurun. Simple formula. Remember me, I'll remember you. Show gratitude to me and do not be ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of His grateful servants. Make us the worthy recipients of His promise of that this land should be returned to its rightful owners, its rightful inheritors, and that the custodians thereof, the Muslimin of Palestine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, let us witness the liberation and the freedom of our brothers and sisters in our lifetime, and the destruction of the enemy and their collaborators and supporters in our lifetime. Ameen. آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله خلي الذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها ذاك التقى واصنع كماش فوق أرض الشوك يحذر ما يرى لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي أمر ربك كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم وما ظلمهم الله ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون فأصابهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي وحمائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين وفي الضفة الغربية اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم
فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرج جمعهم، اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية، وحرر مسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم، ورزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة، والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى أيحسب الإنسان أن يسدى ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. We're also going to remember Al-Hajj Muhammad Noor Kamish, who passed away, I think it was on Wednesday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for any shortcomings and grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Grant Shifa, healing to all our sick, and Jannat al-Firdaus to all our deceased. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our martyrs. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله وأسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءنا يا رحيم يا الله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.